piece by piece. Member Glyn Palmer, whose growing passion for NCP projects was shared in our last issue of Review, describes in his own words how these projects have helped him and brought a renewed sense of purpose to his life. I lost my wife last April, which was a great blow. We'd been together for 44 years, and suddenly she wasn't there. After that, I didn't want to know anything. I live on my own, and even with lots of friends and family nearby, it was no good. I tried to keep a stiff upper lip, but nothing is the same as having your partner with you. My community support worker Lily came to see me and asked what I used to enjoy. I told her I used to make things. I'd been a mechanical fitter most of my working life, working with my hands, following drawings. "I think we've got something you'll like," she said. The first NCP kit I received in the post was a mandala mosaic. It came with little ceramic tiles in numbered bags, instructions for each step. I just followed it piece by piece and took my time with it. The glue got everywhere, and the tiles were slippery little critters. I hadn't done anything like that since losing my sight. It took me 3 or 4 days to finish it. I found that I really enjoyed doing it. The kits require quiet and focus, so I sit in my front room and turn the telly off. I use my LED lamp and magnifier that I was given by the charity and find that I can be sitting there for hours. I get so focused that my bones go to sleep. I think I might need a comfier chair. Since then, I've done all sorts. Coasters, a dragon boat, an angelfish, the Taj Mahal, a hedgehog, and now I'm halfway through a battle tank. I have to say, that one's the most difficult. I've had to leave one part for now, as I couldn't quite work it out. But I won't let it defeat me. You've got to stick with it. I'm hoping to finish it soon, as another one just arrived in the post. It's a squirrel model, which I found jammed in the letterbox, so I rescued it, the poor thing. I was encouraged by Lily to bring some of my pieces along to a local lunch club that I attend. Around 18 of us meet every month, get fish and chips, and share stories from our time in service. It's a good group, and it gives me a real boost. It's great to be around other people who are ex-forces, a few that share the most brilliant wartime exploits. Their stories can be hilarious. One day at the lunch club, I was presented with a Founders Award. I was gobsmacked. Lily had nominated me. All my feathers fluffed up. I didn't know whether I deserved one or not, but she reminded me that I'd done a lot of work. It came with a certificate, a commemorative coin, and a badge. It's framed up now in the front room. People come round and ask what the award is for, and I get to say, "Oh yes, that's for being creative." I was sort of lost before I started doing all of this, but the people who have come into my life since I started, it feels like it's really opened a new window. People are interested in what I'm doing. Even my family comes round to see what I've made and ask me questions about what I'm doing next. My sister says I need to put up a shelf to display them. I think I will. I still have my down days, of course. I think anyone who's been through losing their partner will understand. But these kits, the people I've met, the support, they've made a real difference. I would recommend the creative projects to others, but more importantly, I'd say, find something that interests you. It might not be this, but something that gets you interested. That's what keeps you going.